fall is officially here. What does that mean to each of us? Usually fall denotes beautiful colors, changing leaves, nature's epic changing landscapes, cleansing of the earth with more rain and a whole host of new dynamics our bodies and brains naturally envisage. Our natural urges start to shift to warm sweaters and comfort foods, aka the harvest. Ice cream on hot days transitions to hot soups and stews. We start to use heat over AC, shifting the mechanisms within and without that we relied on in the summer heat. Did you just read that and allow your subconscious to take you into the fall season? Thoughts are powerful, and with every shift in our mind and perception, our outer world becomes the reflection. Everything is energy. All systems go, including our homes and workplaces. Homes are living embodiments of those who occupy them. This year I witnessed two homes with fire and water issues. One with a fridge compressor that leaked, and then 2 days later the stove caught on fire. The other was a home with a huge flood, and then the fireplace stopped working on the floor above. This is a direct reflection of the emotion of fire and water going on with the occupants, quite literally the flood denoting far too much emotion and not enough fire within. When fire and water are both present in a home, it can be an internal call to realign within. It can also be a positive sign of breath of life and shifting energies. Regardless, it's a reflection. I've been deeply reflecting on what my ideal places are for fall. Where would I feel that comfort our bodies and brains crave? In my living room, for starters, with my fireplace. In solace, where I meet myself. We all need that place where we put the business of life and all our chaotic frenetic thoughts on the altar to just be. The other side of that fine balance is the human connection outside of this warm solace. Wildwood Pub. Call it my fall real estate wish list. Our homes away from home, our gathering and workplaces. Some Cothet region residents shared fond memories of the Wildwood Pub, and walking there frequently along with other time-honored traditions. The wood finishings denote warmth and beauty. I also reflected on the renovation that took place in recent years. This building must have felt so loved by the renewal. Yes, buildings feel the love that revitalizes them, just as food and gardens vibrate higher when made with loving hands. I envision something so unique and wonderfully fall in this pub. A place of warmth. A place of great gatherings, long table dinners and loving, human connection. A place where the vibration is so fabulous it elevates everyone and everything. Different sounds on different nights of the week, like crystal bowls, all types of bongos and djembe drums, the heartbeat of the womb, shamanic drums and rattles, acoustic guitars tuned to 432 Hz, frequency of nature and our natural cell matrix, tuning forks and flutes, with local residents and visitors alike, who have loved this place with all their hearts, jamming together with no rehearsal or agenda, just organic music, perfectly attuning ourselves. This one is fully ready for its visionary buyer during this transition to fall. I also took a tour of the Rodme, a home away from home. I have this strange thing where I can feel the vibration of love passing through me. I don't know how to describe it, but when I walked in, I felt this beautiful wave of love, and I could sense dancing from yesteryear and all the nostalgia that the oldest hotel on the Sunshine Coast must have felt throughout the hustle and bustle of when Townsite was the epicenter of business. These buildings and the unoccupied parts long to feel like home. The quintessential feeling of fall, comfort and warmth, open and inviting. Olive Divo Residence. The next building that came into my purview on my fall, warm fuzzy slipper, wishlist renovation and revival was the former seniors home Olive Divo Residence. My abounding love of all things real estate wants to see this be home for those in need, the warm sweater of fall, if you will. I see this beautiful, wonderfully made building with ocean views, on an elevation that does not obstruct homes behind it, with gorgeous tall bushes to one side sheltering, almost as if providing protection, to the natural earthly infusion of love. It's a place where people come to heal and get better, a place of renewal. A deeper discussion of all the myriad ways to heal the human body is on the tip of my tongue, but for the purposes of my dream fall real estate wish list, I will sum it up to a place where people come to get loved up from the root of healing. Catalyst Paper Tisquit. and lastly, the mill, the rumor mill in the real estate world these past months, and one of the best deep water ports on the Pacific coast. These beautiful waters supported what was once the biggest pulp and paper mill in the world. What is my perfect fall wish list for this significant piece of real estate that made Powell River home for so many? Simple. My dream vision is the revival and loving renewal of multiple streams of business, working together, each one in harmony and reverence for creating the new earth. The warmth, if you will, the fire that naturally comes with passion and revitalization of a community who wants to change the world with love. Please join me in this stream of consciousness, feeling the warmth of the fall season and the warmth of home of these stupendous Powell River area landmarks. Lisa Bertello is a local real estate agent. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.